There's decisions that affect the present and future of sports in Arizona. Every move they make is news. They're the people you want to hear from. Doug and Wolf presents Newsmakers Week 2012. Arizona Sports 620.
Thanks a lot goes out to Kevin Towers of the Arizona Diamondbacks for stopping in. As soon as he got off the flight, came right here. Michael Bidwell, president of the Arizona Cardinals, is one we haven't had the pleasure of having on Newsmakers Week. And I think the reason of that is because Michael Bidwell is a member of 900 different groups and functions and things that he's involved in. And today is the first time we've had you. So thanks for coming in. Nice to have you.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Where exactly are you coming from now, Michael? Because your schedule, once again, you are jammed up.
I came from an Arizona Commerce Authority meeting where we were talking about the strategic direction of the state's economic development plan. A little bit dry, but really important stuff.
I was going to say, it's riveting though, right?
Exactly. Well, we got to get people back to work around here. That's important. And so, I'm glad to be asked to participate and, give my point of view.
The fun of this NFL season, ratings exploding, nobody upset about the lockout. You guys were able to run right through that. Talk about the season itself as an NFL as a whole when you've been talking with other owners or at different owners' meetings on how 2012 ended up. I should say 2011.
2011, we think it ended up very well. I mean, I don't want to gloss over too much of the labor situation. What it allowed us to do was, everybody gave a little and everybody won a lot, and it allows us to invest in the sport and grow the sport of football and make better access, in terms of investments. And so I think it's a very positive thing. Obviously, we started out very slowly. It was a crazy short free agency period. We started out slowly on the field, but the last nine games, we certainly were proud. That's the team we thought we were going to see as a very strong defense. We thought we'd see actually a little bit better offense. But 7-2 over the last nine games. Four of our home games went to overtime. It was very, very exciting. You know, for those fans that were there for all those games, they know what I'm talking about, especially week 17 against Seattle when everybody could feel in that stadium, Larry Fitzgerald put the entire team, the entire stadium on his shoulders and just will his way to winning that game. It was great.
You know, Michael, you're talking about that 1-6 start right there. And I know people were calling. People were calling. They wanted to talk to you. People were asking a lot of tough questions. Is Ken Wisenhunt safe, his future? What about the coaching staff? What about front office? You know it. When you're 1-6, there's a lot of questions that people had for you out there.
Well, and rightfully so.
Absolutely. Yet you never wavered. Why not?
Well, I believe in Ken Wisenhunt. I believe in the young talent that we've been drafting and signing. Our personnel department, I'm really proud of the kind of players that we've been drafting and signing. I just felt like, we needed a little bit of time to get these quarterbacks adjusted. I was really impressed with how our defense came along. I feel very good about the 2012 season. You know, we've got an amazing ability when you look at especially the final four teams in the championship games, there were teams with strong defenses, and you look at the Joe Flaccos and the Alex Smiths, and they're quarterbacks out there that are good. And so what you look at is there's really strong defense, but you don't have to have a quarterback that's playing lights out or that is, a future Hall of Famer. What you've got to have is a strong defense and a balance to your offense and some great coaching, and you can get to and win a Super Bowl. And that's what I think we got to keep our eye on is getting better on offense, getting balance where we've got that running game going, and not putting all the pressure like we did with Kurt Warner a few years back where, we really had to have Kurt win some of those games that we won.
Michael Bidwell is the president of the Arizona Cardinals. He's joining Doug and Wolf today. Every time we talk to anybody with the Cardinals organization, we're always really upfront with the fans to let them know how much money you have to spend if we ask you a Peyton Manning question. So we're being very clear to the listeners so they know.
What is the fine?
You guys can
that?
Ask all the questions you want. You I'm can. Just not answering.
Yeah, how much is the fine? Is it $250, something like that, for tampering?
I think it's extra big for people for in my position, so I'm not going to even mess around with it.
But one thing, this was interesting. I'm going to play something for you. This is what Aaron Rodgers recently said about what's going on in Indianapolis.
All three parties included, Jim Irsay, the Mannings, which includes Archie and Peyton, and Andrew Luck, would do a lot of good for the situation by not talking about it as much.
And I was wondering, how hard is it to be a president of an NFL team? I mean, Jim Irsay, one thing he says sounds great. It sounds like he's grooving the, you know, greasing the skids a little bit. And the next time he sounds like a guy that's sticking his neck way too far out instead of backing off a little bit. How many different factors go into the PR of a decision you make, the non-PR and the actual football side? How does an entire organization get together when you have a decision as tough as what the Irsays would have or anything that's ever affected the Cardinals?
Well, I think what you've got to do is make thoughtful decisions and be able to explain the decisions you make, regardless if it's a player personnel decision or something else. And and sometimes, you know, there are going to be critics out there, and hopefully, at the end of the day, you know, you've made the right decision, and that's all they were, is voices that were opposed to your plan and your idea. And you know that you're not going to make every right decision, but you try to make the best decision for the club and the best decision for the long-term success of the club. And you know, you hope to make more of those good decisions than decisions where you made a mistake.
63 consecutive sellouts at University of Phoenix Stadium. What does that mean to you, Michael?
I'm so proud of it. I mean, we talk about critics that used to talk about us, you know, in the 2005 and before era, you know, that we'd never fill up the stadium. If we did, it would be one game, maybe one season. We still wouldn't do anything with it. We wouldn't be able to go out and, you know, win football games and be a playoff team and go to the Super Bowl and things like that. So for me, it's something that, you know, I look back at, you know, just talking about critics, there's a place where, you know, you had to stand with your plan and believe in it and execute it, and that's what we did. For me, I think the most important thing about that sellout is each individual one. It's that shared experience of being there at a live NFL game and watching the action. The television, you guys know, you go to the games. The television doesn't pick up everything that's going on inside the stadium. The emotion, the feeling, what players are doing on the sidelines, what players are doing, you know, out on the field at a different side of the field that the camera's looking at. So for me, it's that, and it's also about people coming to University of Phoenix Stadium, opposing teams coming, that's a daunting place to come in. Mm. We've got, you know, everybody's talking around the league that this is still one of the best stadiums in the National Football League, but it's one that they fear coming into because it's so loud there and because our fans are so great.
Talking to Michael Bidwell, president of the Arizona Cardinals, in those lean years when ticket sales weren't very good, why didn't you just cut Wolf? I mean, wouldn't you, would sales have gone up without him?
Man, I tell you what, I love Ron Wolfley. I love the way he played. And, you know, one of these days we'll have a long enough time where I can tell my dad's favorite story.
Yeah, please don't tell Dad. Yeah, please don't do that. We are talking to Michael Bidwell here on the Doug and Wolf Show on Newsmakers Week, of course, all this week. The Combine's coming up. What are your plans for the Combine? Will you be there?
I'll be there. Every year I go, it gives me a chance to see some of the players that we're looking at in person, spend 15 minutes with them during the interviews. It also gives me a great chance to interact with our coaching staff and our scouts and see them in action. And for me, that's one of the great privileges of running a team, is to be able to be around those people and see them in action and seeing how they do their work and getting a chance to know them. And so it's going to be an exciting time to see who these players are. You know, every year they're guys that are shooting up like rockets, and then they're guys that are falling, you know, in terms of the draft status. There's a lot of drama around it. So we're going to be going out there Friday, Saturday and Sunday, coming back Monday morning. We've got a traveling party. I don't know if most fans know this. Close to 45 people from our organization go up to Indianapolis for the combine. It's amazing. It's the player, or it's the scouts, it's the coaches, it's our video staff, it's our medical staff, it's some communication staff. It's pretty big, and so it's great to be around all those folks.
What when you're talking about the combine, how often do you give an opinion? Because if I'm an NFL owner, hey, it's my team, I get to tell the guys what I want. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm paying these football people to make football decisions. So how involved or uninvolved do you stay when it actually comes down to selecting the future Arizona Cardinals?
Scouts we have and the coaches we have, know a lot more about the X's and O's of football than I do. I mean, I still know quite a bit, but I look at that time that we spend in Indianapolis and other places as a time for me to learn and continue to understand the game better and to learn from them. So normally by the time we get to the end of our vetting process, all those debates about who is the best player for the Cardinals at that time, those have all taken place, and I haven't had to have the burden of making a decision to stop the arm wrestling match between Ken Wisenhunt and Steve Keim, but I'd like to see it one time. It'd be interesting. You got the visual on that, don't you?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Michael, you're a pilot. A lot of people don't know that about you. What has being a pilot taught you about your job right now, if anything?
Well, I think it's to have a plan, to plan out, you know, obviously a flight plan and everything about it, to stick to a sort of a common practice or procedures that we use in flying, and to know that every day, every flight is going to be a little bit different, but, you know, to use your best judgment to have a safe, smooth flight. And so that you can't be deterred by, you know, some turbulence. You can't be deterred by the fact that there's weather ahead. You've got to get to your destination, and we're going to pick our way through the weather. And even though they're going to be, you know, maybe a bump or two along the road, and sometimes, you know, in making some of the decisions, you know, you look at some of the criticism that coaches and front office and others have to face, you know, you just realize that's part of it, and we're going to just try to make the best decisions we can for the success of the team and to get to our destination, which is home playoff game for the Cardinals here at University of Phoenix Stadium, and then keep winning them from there and bring the big pointy statue back home to trophy back home to Phoenix.
That would be amazing to live in a Super Bowl championship town. The last question is the same one that everybody gets, because you're nice enough to come in here, take 60 seconds and talk directly to the fans. What do you want them to know about the 2012 Arizona Cardinals or the organization in general?
Great question. I think it's three things. We're committed to being a championship team on the field, a championship organization, and a champion in the community. And that's something that we talk about all the time at the Cardinals. And the thing that our fans are most worried about is championship team on the field. And I think when you look at some of the steps that we've taken, you know, going out and getting Ray Horton last year and knowing that our defense would really have a turnaround, and making a trade that I think will pay off, that big trade that we made to get Kevin Cobb, I think we get an offseason under his belt and keep him healthy. Man, we should see a lot of great things out of Kevin. John Skelton is a terrific young quarterback too, and we've now got the infrastructure of coaching around Kevin and John that I feel that we're going to have, you know, some great quarterback play this year. And that's been something the last two seasons that we've struggled with. And then lastly, I think our running game is going to be something that's pretty exciting. And I shouldn't say lastly, because, you know, we're going to have some exciting moments at University of Phoenix Stadium watching punts return for many years. And that's pretty cool stuff.
A kid is on fire, Patrick Peterson.
So are you recanting?
Michael, no, I'm not recanting it. Michael, thank you. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
That's the president of the Arizona Cardinals.